Could you give a brief outline of what is the New World Order, what form it will take, and what events will usher in this New World Power?
Oh, that's going to have to be a very brief one. That's, of course, a big subject in itself. I do definitely believe that there are plans for a New World Order, and I believe that, you know, you don't have to be a scientist or a journalist or whatever to see that happening in our world. Indeed, nations are coming together. Not only politically and economically, but especially what should be also of interest to us is that they're coming together religiously. A text that I would find very fitting describing this is found in Revelation chapter 17, and we'll come more to this as well later on, but I can just refer to it quickly here. Revelation 17 and verse 13 describes well the events just prior to the coming of Jesus, also in relation to a new world order. Revelation 17, verse 13, the Bible says, "These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast." And of course, in order for the Antichrist to have full power in the last days, and in order for their laws to be passed that will make people worship this power, that means that different nations and kings and states must come together and give their authority to who? To the beast. Rightly described here in Revelation 17, verse 13. But again, as Doug already brought out, we've got to look always at the bright side of the story. And the bright side of the story is the very next verse, verse 14. Look at this. "These shall make war with the Lamb." And who's the Lamb?
Christ.
Jesus Christ. Mm. "They shall make war with the Lamb. And the Lamb shall" what? "Shall overcome them. For he is the Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called, chosen, and faithful." Definitely, there is a political plan, and I believe there is a new world order that is being set up, and it will be a political unity and an economical unity and a religious unity, and it will give their power unto the beast, unto the Antichrist. But we can be sure that when we have our faith in Jesus Christ, that we're on the winning side again.
That, again, I think that's a subject that we could bring an awful lot into it. Like Daniel explained last night about the USA, it's all part of it. And then there's a uniting of Europe at present, it's all part of it.
Right.
But we must remember that those toes at the bottom of the feet of that image in Daniel 2 did not unite.
Right.
And it only seems like it for a short time.
Seems like it.
But it's a big subject, isn't it?